The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Ali baranda kubali kiteke maandeleba andia. Yesu kalibrotora baita kuli mazi kalima andeleba kuria. Beloved, the power for today has just begun. Dabo rebrokoto kabande. Wasi kalibrantu labrite kebastu. If you can speak in tongues, just begin to speak in tongues. If you cannot speak in tongues, just begin to thank the Lord and declare the blood. Oli baba rabu shakaba. Lari bozi kalu raba sakima andi. Wali maru shakabali maita. Halarabashu koro maitele bashu kabandi. Yali urebasu kaliba andi. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty King we serve. What a lovely Father we have as our Father. Unto him alone be all the glory. Unto you alone be all the worship. Unto you alone be all the adoration. We celebrate your goodness and mercy today. Oh, our Father in heaven, we are alive because you have given us life. We are what we are because you have made us. Unto you be all the glory. Thank you, Father. Labori ketua ziprekete bazuta ali barando jeketeke balukutu rabai takuri mazi andali. Oh, shakala bashande. Lord, we enter by the blood of Jesus Christ. We enter, O God, the most holy place by the blood. Ile brukutu kabastiki majandali. O rekatua riketu kaba itele basanda. Wahli baru katale bikele masua. Ile ikaru jabrekete kebarukutu kaba itele bashi. We present ourselves unto you this morning, O God. We submit our ceremony, O God. We have come, O God, to obtain favor and mercy. We have come to obtain strength and energy. We have come to obtain wisdom. We have come, O God, to receive your identity and image. We have come to be renewed and to be refreshed. Labarama iteke bazuku tu kabandi. O libarando. Zebreketeke ba antu liba uri atua rata kusha. Mali baru shahandi, larabu kali utaiki, o shelele bukarama antile basika, maraduri katu ilkritu karama ito labasi, rababaki tele brokutu rabaita kuli bazite, uli baba baba. Amandi ulei karamo si prokoto akandi. Oh, shikele prokoto rabaita kabo.
We give you glory, we give you all the praise. We thank you, our Lord and our God, for this great day, the gift of life, the gift of health. Father, this opportunity to gather under your feet, we thank you, our Father, this morning. We celebrate you, we say you are God, you are so good. You are such a wonderful Father. We appreciate you this morning. We thank you for all that you have been doing for us. Thank you, Lord, for your deliverance, your protection, your mercy, your kindness. We celebrate you for all of them. You have been so good. You have been so faithful. We thank you for this opportunity. Father, as we are gathered under your feet, we are expectant that we will be blessed. We will receive our prayers answered. We will receive our answers to prayer. We receive, O Lord, our expectations. Pray that, Lord, the Holy Spirit will lead us. Holy Ghost, take charge. Holy Ghost, take charge. Holy Ghost, take charge.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we are so grateful unto you. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the worship. Unto you be all the honor. Unto you be all the adoration. King of kings and Lord of lords, the I am that I am, the everlasting Father, he who was and is and is to come, the name of the Lord be praised, the name of the Lord be glorified, the name of the Lord be worshipped, the name of the Lord be adored. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for the gift of life. And thank you for this platform that you have given unto us. that we can come together and celebrate your goodness, O God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I present to you everyone that is online. My Lord and my God, I pray for a personal encounter that each one will feel your presence, O God. The presence that will carry us, O God, throughout this day and the days ahead. Thank you, Father, we pray. Even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you. Precious sons and daughters of God online. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church located at Kutubadi Down near Ebony Hotel. As usual, I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Boja Wewa and his team of Pascal under the media team, our technical team. Beloved, I want to specially welcome you once again. Some of you have been very consistent. You don't know how special you are to us. Even after this, we always stay for another 30 minutes or 1 hour to pray for you. That everyone online will have an encounter. Saint Leo, wonderful person. You are wonderful. God really bless you for your support and everything. Yes, all of you online. Beloved, today, Makabo, we are breaking free from the power of witchcraft. We are breaking free from the power of witchcraft. We are breaking free our testimonies, our dreams, our destinies, our health, our whatever from the power of witchcraft. Beloved, there is a testimony online, a powerful testimony. Coming from outside Africa, one of our ladies, very consistent, following outside Africa from the Middle East. Yes, testimony, powerful one online. Deliverance from witchcraft attack. Deliverance from witchcraft attack. Beloved, let me read that testimony first to you. Deliverance from witchcraft attack. Deliverance from witchcraft attack. The testimony. Okay, fine. I've gotten it. This testimony came yesterday at 11:13 a.m. This is what happened on Monday's 11th hour prayer parade. After the 11th hour prayers on Monday. After the 11th hour prayers on Monday. Good morning, Daddy. How are you and your family? Daddy, God bless you for these powerful prayers and teachings. There is no amount of money that can pay for it. Daddy, please, after the afternoon prayer yesterday, that was Monday, 11th hour prayer parade. I decided to repeat the afternoon, the prayers in the afternoon. I decided to repeat the afternoon prayers in the evening and fell asleep and had a strange dream. I saw something coming out of me. So I took a tissue that's in the dream and pulled it out with it. And when it came out of me, I saw a long brown snake. And as I was looking at the snake for a long time in a dream, the snake turned into a goat and ran away. The snake turned into a goat and ran away. I think she was talking about the Friday prayer after lifting the cup. Yes, after lifting the cup. Friday. After lifting the cup. Yes, because we were breaking free of witchcraft. Yes, we're lifting the cup to break free of witchcraft. We started dealing with witchcraft last week. Beloved, you know, this is the spirit that was tormenting this person. So as she was playing the prayers, you know, the word of God has power behind it. It can travel anywhere. The word of God is spirit. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63, these words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are what? Life. Spirit have no limitation. I can be speaking to somebody in America or Australia as if the person is just standing here. In the spiritual realm, there is no distance. And so even this prayer, as you play them, as you are hearing them, they are spirit. They are still working. They are still working as if it is life. And you see, as you are listening to them, they are hitting and attacking any foreign spirit inside you. Madame's deliverance came in a dream. We have deliverances in a dream. Yes, there are deliverances in the dream, just as there are impartation in the dream. Remember, is it 1 Kings chapter, is it chapter 3? Where in a dream, after Solomon had offered 1,000 sacrifices unto the Lord, God came to him in a dream and asked Solomon to ask whatever he wants. It was in a dream. That was what you call dream impartation. So we have what you call dream impartation or dream deliverance. Dream impartation or dream deliverance. I have had most of my impartations through dreams. It's 1 Kings chapter 3. You can find it there about King Solomon's, Solomon asked for wisdom. It's 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 1. After offering 1,000 sacrifices in the night, let me read from verse 4. The king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifice, for that was the most important high place, and Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on the altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God asked, and God said, ask for whatever you want me to give you. Please, God visits in a dream. Dreams are realities. The dream is a reality to act upon physically. Yes, a dream is a spiritual reality. It is not an abstract, you know, it's a physical reality. That's why when you have a bad dream, get up and deal with it. Pray, shut it down, cancel it. It is not me. I kill this thing. This thing will never see the light of day in my life, in my family, in so, so, and so. You are dead. You are dead. Do that. Do that. If it is a positive dream, hey, somebody has blessed you, so I receive this. I welcome this. This is mine. This is mine. This is mine. I walk into it. You can even sow a seed into it. So, Madame in the Middle East received her deliverance in a dream. Look at what came out of her. Something was coming out. She didn't say which part of the body it was coming out. When she pulled it out with a tissue paper, she pulled the thing out. It was a brown snake. And as she was in shock in the dream, that snake came out of her. The snake turned into a goat and disappeared. Beloved, there are various ways that spirit get access into us. Sex. Especially those whose husbands are not born again. You are living right. If your husband is filled with spirit and all that, may God help you. May God help you. There is a way. Anoint yourself and always secure yourself. Then that one you are secured. Yes. Food, clothing, spells, charms. And because we are human and we are in the flesh, you know, look, we are dealing with witchcraft. from about 3 a.m., I've been writing a lot. The Holy Spirit has just been schooling me on witchcraft. And I was just shaking my head. My God is the commonest spirit that operates. Witchcraft. Now I understand why every day people are dealing with witchcraft. I understand. I understand. Especially some of our brethren in Nigeria. Witchcraft. They fear witchcraft like something. Nigerian. They fear witchcraft. They fear witchcraft. They fear it. You know, because they are many. They are many. You see? The more the unbelievers, the more the witchcraft. Yes. The more unbelievers in the nation, the more the witchcraft. Because even Christians come under the influence of witchcraft. Yes. Christian may not be a witch directly, but is being manipulated by witchcraft. Because of what? Our weaknesses. Witchcraft, witches only play on our weaknesses. In Galatians chapter 2 verse 4, the Bible talks about spies that have infiltrated us. Spies. Every church. Not everybody in the church is born again. Yes, not everybody in the church is going to heaven. In fact, we are all a work in progress. We are all channels. Yes, we are all channels. And the enemy, you see, they come to spy on our weaknesses, areas that we are weak. Yes, they can give you a maid who is a witch, a houseboy, a driver, your boss. Look, they are just to spy on your area of we call them, the ground ones, we call them elementary witchcraft. Yes, they are in the church, elementary. They spy and give information to advanced witches to operate. Oh, this one is quarrelsome. He's quarrelsome. We can get him. Oh, through quarrel. Oh, we can get him. We can get him. We can get him. This one is very rebellious. This one, oh, it's very, very immoral. Oh, sex. Oh, we can. Oh, yes. Oh, we can. The anger. This, okay. Anger. Okay. Then they hit that area. They make sure that they create situations that will make you always quarreling, always angry, always. Oh, my God. When I hear people say, you don't know me, that's me, ego and self. That becomes a key and a tool to witchcraft. Look, excuse me. An amount of anger is not evil. No. Look, an amount of everything. Excuse me. Even, excuse me 100 times. Big men and women online, special people, please, this is why I beg you, excuse me. Look, even in marriage, normal sex is okay. But there is an abnormal sex that is just abnormal. Sex morning, afternoon, evening, kitchen, everywhere, chasing your wife around. Like somebody one time was running around and appear in somebody's house. Eh? Appear in somebody's house because the husband was chasing her. Round. I mean, I beg you. That one is another thing. It is not normal. It is not normal at all. So, everything has its moderation. Anger simply means that something hasn't gone right. anger is not a bad thing. But there is an anger at a point that witches begin to manipulate you. So you see, witchcraft, they only attack our areas of vulnerability. That is why every day, first of all, you must be aware of the area that you are vulnerable. And always commit that area to God. Always commit that area to the Holy Spirit. And always shut the gate to that area. And you see, be aware and be yourself. Beloved, we thank God that Madame has been delivered. And both the snake and the goat, they are witch. That's witchcraft. She's not a witch, oh, but this spirit found its way in her to torture her and to torment her. And you know something? Married couple, sometimes this spirit will be using your husband against you. It will cause your husband to see you as evil. Maybe it is even coming from your husband. You see, this witchcraft active. Look, you are attacking your husband or your wife. Hey, my husband is like this. Look, sometimes the thing is coming from you and attacking the person. Or actually, the thing is coming from the person. That's why we need to really discern. May the Lord deliver everyone online. Amen. We are all victims to witchcraft attack. And you know, witchcraft is the commonest spirit that operates among men. Witchcraft is the commonest spirit. It is the basic to every religion. In fact, any group that you enter, any religion apart from Christianity, apart from Jesus Christ, the Church of Jesus Christ, apart from a church built on Christ, apart from Christianity, any group you enter, any occult group, any religious group whose ways are, I mean, secret society, whatever this thing, you are baptized. The first initiation is into witchcraft. You are first initiated in hot witchcraft, but they will not tell you. Because witchcraft is what gives you a different identity. Witchcraft gives you a different identity. It changes your identity so that you carry the identity of that religion. Yes, like occult, like this. The first thing that you get from witchcraft is the first initiation is a hardened heart. A hardened heart. A hardened heart. A fearless face. A hardened heart. A fearless face. Yes. You become hardened. You become fearless. So that, do you know why? So that you can operate. So that you can perform rituals. Because there are some rituals that they will take you through. Those rituals are terrible. They are terrible. So you need a hardened heart. Yes. You need a hardened heart. You need a fearless face. You need boldness and courage. Unusual boldness and courage. You need it. So that's the first initiation of what witchcraft. That is what you get. There are a lot of scriptures around, and so a lot of scriptures, but I don't want to read a lot of scriptures, I mean, today. And you see, Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1, Hebrews 6 1 admonishes us to come out from elementary doctrines and grow unto maturity. The reason why, in fact, immature Christians are the number one victims of witchcraft. They study those who are not maturing. Since you became a Christian, your talking is the same. Your lifestyle is the same. Your anger is the same. Nothing in you is changing. You become their first victim. You are very good for their use. You are not a witch, but before you realize, they are using you. When you genuinely get born again and saved, the spirit of witchcraft cannot stay in your spirit with Christ. Your spirit is what houses Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Nothing can be there together. Witches, they are afraid. That spirit is afraid. Any spirit is afraid to enter there. But you know, spirits enter your soul. Your soul is connected to your mind, your will. That place, that's where spirits enter. So you can be carrying Christ and the Holy Spirit moving about, but there is another spirit in your soul. Another spirit in your soul. Your soul is connected to your mind and your emotions. Your emotion. In fact, the Holy Spirit was just telling me, teaching me on how to discern when you are under witchcraft attack and the Holy Ghost conviction. Oh, it's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I'm going to teach you, but not today, as time goes on. But remember, the whole of November, we are going to break. I am going to break, reorganize myself, rest. And also, by the time I come back, we want to get a new laptop. These days, we delay because the laptop we are using is very old and it gets frozen. It won't open. So that's why we delay. So that by the time we resume somewhere second week in December, somebody say, hey, yes, yeah, so get it now. Get it now. If you want me to just to rest short, then you need to do something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, witchcraft is real. Witchcraft is mentioned in the church. Galatians chapter 3 verse 1. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Bewitched you. Who has bewitched you? That means that a Christian can be what? Bewitched. You know, when you are bewitched, your mind has been seduced. Your mind has been seduced to think in a certain way, to act in a certain way, which is not your will. Witchcraft, they use spells and charms. Spells are words or incantations that are made. They mention your name. They focus on you, mention your names. Then they are chanting. They are chanting what they want to happen to you. And then whilst they are chanting, they are picturing it. They are meditating. They figure if they want death, accident. They are chanting on you and see you dead and see you in accident. Whilst they are chanting, they are calling the spirit, an evil spirit that is in charge of that, to come and take over. That's what they do. And you see, weak Christians are victims. Weak Christians, yes, gossipers in the church. Everything, they take offense. This, that. They go to choir practice. They are just talking. The choir master will say, oh, please, sit down and say, oh, come on, leave there. Who are you? You, so, so, and so. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. They say, that one we can use. That, look, I was shocked. Do you know why we need Bible studies? Do you know why we need to read the Bible and study the Bible and study the word and prayer? The word, prayer, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. So that we don't become victims of witchcraft. elementary witchcraft. They operate in the house. Witchcraft is part of the works of the flesh. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, the works of the flesh are as follows, and witchcraft. Every work of the flesh that is mentioned in Galatians 5 is a doorway to witchcraft in our lives. It's a doorway, hatred, anger, jealousy, envy. And for, they are keys to witchcraft. They are keys to witchcraft, you know? And because it's your spirit that is going to stand before God and give account. So witchcraft is able to molest your soul. Somebody say, molest your soul. Somebody should write it for me. Witchcraft is able to molest your soul. Your soul is your mind connected to your mind and your will. It's able to molest your soul. Witchcraft is able to torture your mind and traumatize your emotions. They use manipulations, domineering, and intimidation. You are always afraid. You don't know what you're afraid about. You can't be yourself. You can't think. You cannot just be yourself. You can't say what you want to say. You find yourself doing something that you don't want to do. Like Paul said in Romans chapter 7, verse 21 to 24. You find another law working in you. Look, sometimes, and let me tell you, you are giving something to somebody inside your heart. Within you, you are not settled. But you keep on doing. Every day, you are giving something. But within you, no. You are under a spell. You are being charmed. You are being spelled to do something. A woman, a man, after deliverance, a man divorced the wife. After deliverance, a man divorced the wife. During deliverance, the wife manifested through the husband. And it was recorded. And what happened? The wife used a spell and a charm to marry the man for 25 years. Four children. 25 years they've been married. After deliverance, the man look at the woman and say, who is this? Say, your wife. Say, no, this is not my wife. Say, ah, this is not my wife. What? You mean I am married? Who is me? You mean I'm married? They brought pictures. Say, no. What? How? So, for 25 years, then the woman started confessing. The spirit came on the woman. The woman started confessing. I use a charm and a spell to grab you. The man said, that is why I am not myself. Please, witchcraft, you will not be yourself. I am not myself. I am not myself. I have never been myself. I have just been pretending. I am not myself. Hey! The woman had to go through deliverance. Before, look, they separated for 3 years. Even after deliverance. Before finally, the Lord brought them together again. A spell is just a word. There is a difference between a spell and charm. Spells are words. Curses that are uttered in the air, and the spirit come to pick them, to manifest them. A charm is a physical object on which words, incantations have been made, and spirit come to enter into those objects to manifest. A charm can be a powder, perfume, pomade, handkerchief, ring, necklace, all these things, they can be charmed. Now, we want to break ourselves free. I've just shared a little with you And please, all of us are vulnerable. All of us are vulnerable. In fact, you can be vulnerable to witchcraft attack. In fact, you can be under witchcraft attack for a period. For a period. Some, they be under witchcraft attack is just too long. Look, you can be a Christian and be under witchcraft attack for the rest of your life. Or it can just be for a period of time. Yes. Your business, your finances, your whatever can be under witchcraft attack. Beloved, that is why we must grow, we must mature through the word and prayer and fellowship. We must mature. Please, always examine your mind and your spirit, your emotions. The moment you realize that, no, you are not thinking well, you are not feeling fine within and all that, that is witchcraft. I'm telling you, that is not witchcraft. You are being manipulated. Witchcraft is manipulating you. Beloved, a pastor's wife, a pastor's child can be under witchcraft manipulation. Always let's examine our mind, our attitude, our actions, and our whatever to know our state and our condition. We are in the days that there is an escalation of witchcraft activities. There is an escalation of witchcraft activities. There is an escalation of witchcraft activity. Look, I am very, very, very alert when people are talking. And the way they are behaving, I watch. I watch people well and I listen. I watch and I listen because what is in the person, it shows through what the person says and how the person acts. I'm telling you, there is only, apart from discernment, apart from the gift of discerning of spirit, the only natural way that you can know what is in the person, the spirit that the person is carrying, is through how the person talks and the person's lifestyle, what the person likes, what the person does with his or her life, the taste of the person, the places the person likes going, the kind of films the person watches, the kind of things that the person gives time to, the kind of things that arouses the person's interest. I'm telling you, that tells you the spirit in the person. This is a physical way you can know what is in the person. Apart from that, it takes discernment. That's why we must watch people well and listen to people. 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 I nearly said something. Watch people well and listen to people. Somebody should write it. Watch people well and listen to people. What people do. What inspires people. What arouses people. That is the spirit in the person. What people say, the way they talk, that is the spirit in the person. Watch people well and listen to people. Watch people well and listen to people. Watch people well and listen to people. Now, it is not just once. When somebody may act in a way just once or say something just once, we call it ordinary. We have, but a lifestyle that is consistent, a language that is consistent with the person. Somebody should write it. A lifestyle or a language that is consistent with the person. That's the spirit in the person. Not just once. A person may fall into sexual sin once, twice. The person has not got that spirit. It's just a temptation. The person just fell into it. Yes, the person just fell. But when it is consistent, the consistency of somebody's lifestyle and language, that is the person. That's the spirit that is controlling the person. The person is a slave to that. The Bible says that we are slaves to the spirit that we yield to. We are slaves to the spirit that is controlling us. We have had enough this morning. Yes, Pastor, this is a very clever clue. This is a very clever clue. Yes, thank you very much. I've been watching you also. Yes, I've been watching you also. Very, very much. I watch you. Yes, Pastor, this is a clever clue. Yes, a clue, a clever clue. Yes, I watch you. It's a clue. So watch yourself also. I watch myself. Look, let us always examine our attitude. Why am I acting like this? Why am I thinking like this? That's how we should examine the spirit in us. So, why? Why is that these days I'm just getting angry? Why? Why is that these days? So. Look, one day I went to pray. I went to pray. And before I realized, I was singing this song. Debi, debi, ebe, ye, ye. I'm a matafua fairy. Debi, debi, ebe, ye, ye. I'm a matafua fairy. I raised another. I wrote it. This thing I never forget. Three. Then, as I was just, people were passing the bush and they know me. So, then I just came to myself. Why am I singing? Look at John. Why? I came to pray instead of lifting a worship. So, look at what I'm singing. Listen to what I'm singing. Do you know, the previous day, I did deliverance for somebody. And I didn't pray to fortify myself. So we must examine our attitude and our language. We ourselves, we can know. This is how you know. Why am I acting like this? Why am I so sorry? The consistency of an attitude, a lifestyle, that's the spirit in the person. That's the spirit in the person. Yes. You don't just judge the spirit in this person once or twice. No. The consistency, that is the nature. Don't just say it's a nature. It's a spirit. Everything we say nature is a spirit. It's a spirit. Spirit gives you nature. Somebody should write it. Spirit gives you nature. We want to pray. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for your deliverance.
Thank you for your deliverance.
Lord, we thank you for your deliverance.
Lord, we thank you for your deliverance.
We thank you for deliverance, Lord.
We thank you for deliverance.
We thank you for the keys that you have given to us.
The keys that you have
given to us. We thank you for the keys that you have given to us.
We thank you for the keys that you have given to us.
We begin to thank God for the keys right now.
We thank you, Lord, for the exposition of your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I come before you.
I come before
as a covenant child.
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 As a covenant child, O Lord,
I come before you
as a covenant child
to break free
from the power of witchcraft,
to break free
from the power of witchcraft,
to break free
from the power of witchcraft,
and to secure myself
against witchcraft,
and to secure myself
against witchcraft.
I have come before you
as your covenant
child
to break myself free
of the power of witchcraft,
of the power of witchcraft,
and to secure myself,
against witchcraft,
with the blood of Jesus Christ,
I break free,
with the blood of Jesus Christ,
Over our will, our minds, our emotions. Let's break ourselves free. Let's continue. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break myself free. I break myself free, yes, Lord, from witchcraft power, from the hold of witchcraft, from the influence of witchcraft. I break free with the blood of Jesus Christ. I break free in the name of Jesus Christ. I break free, yes, Lord. I break my mind free. I break my will free. I break my emotions free. I break every aspect of my life free from the power, the hold, and influence of witchcraft. I break free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus, I break free. Yes, I break free. Yes, Lord. I break free from the power of witchcraft, from the hold of witchcraft, from the influence of witchcraft. I break every aspect of my life free. I break free in the name of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I break free. I break my health free. free. I break free. I break every aspect of my life free. I break my life free. I break my marriage free. I break my finances free. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free from the power of witchcraft. I break myself free. I break my home 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 free from the power of witchcraft, from the hold of witchcraft, from the influence of witchcraft. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I break free. I break free. Break every aspect of my life free. I break free in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, I break free. I break my mind free. I break my will free. I break my emotions free. I break free, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free.
Let's break free. Break free.
I break free. I break myself free. Every aspect of myself, my life, I break free from the power of influence of witchcraft, from the hold of witchcraft, from the influence of witchcraft. I break free in the name of Jesus. I break free the mighty name of Jesus. I break free. I break free. I break free, I break free. I break free, I break free, I break free.
Yes, I break
free. I break free,
I break free. I break free, I break free.
I break free.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We want to begin these prayers again. You know, the Holy Spirit was just telling me, start from within. Your inner being is the real you. Look. When your emotions are free, your senses are free, your mind is free, your soul is free, you are really free. John chapter 8, is it verse 36? When the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. You are free indeed. In fact, when your internal being is free, you are free. You are really free. So we want to begin, we want to use the next 2 minutes. We want to break free our soul, our emotions, our mind, our senses, our will. When these areas are free of witchcraft influence, manipulations, intimidations, you are really free. Then we come to the outward. The outward is our marriage, our businesses, our whatever, our dreams, our social. So say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I break myself free.
I break myself free.
What really makes me me?
What really makes me me?
Areas that makes me me.
Areas that makes me me.
Somebody should write it for me. Areas that makes me me. Or areas that makes you you. That is your internal being, your emotions, your mind, your will, your soul. This is you. This is you. Pa, this is you. There is a term we call it. This is the essence. We call it your essence. This is you, your essence. This is the essence of you. This is your essence. That is what makes you. If these areas are free, you are free. If you are strong in these areas, then you are really strong. I'm telling you, then you are really strong. But if you are weak, any of these areas is under witchcraft attack, you have a problem. Your whole being is under attack. Good things will be happening, but you can't celebrate. Because your mind, your emotions, something is worrying you, something is tormenting you. You can't tell. You can't tell what is wrong. You are not fulfilled. You are not happy within. You cannot just be yourself. Something internally is wrong. Is wrong. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I break myself free.
I break myself free.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
I break myself free.
I break myself free.
I break myself free.
From
witchcraft,
from
power.
Witchcraft power,
from the power of witchcraft,
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 from the influence of witchcraft,
from the influence of
from
witchcraft,
the hold of
from
witchcraft,
the hold of witchcraft.
I break myself free.
I break my mind free.
I break my soul free.
I break my soul free.
I break my emotions free.
I break my emotions free.
I break my will free.
I break my will free.
I break my senses free.
I break my senses free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free. I break free.
By blood and by fire.
I break free. I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free. Yes, Lord, I break free. 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 I break my mind free.
Yes,
I
yes,
break
yes.
my will free.
I break my,
I break
mind free.
My emotions free.
I break my will free.
With the blood
free.
Of
I break
Jesus
my emotions
Christ.
Free.
With the Holy Ghost
my
fire.
Soul free.
With the
I
blood of your sword.
Free.
In the name
with
of,
the
Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
With the blood of
Christ.
Jesus.
With the Holy Ghost fire.
The Holy
I break
fire.
Free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break my mind free. I break my will free. I break my emotions. From the power of witchcraft, from the hold of witchcraft, from the influence of witchcraft, I break myself free. I break myself free. I break myself free. From every
I break myself free.
Yes, Lord.
I break myself free.
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 From every witchcraft I break myself free.
Activity.
I break
going
myself free.
On around me.
I break myself free.
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 My whole being.
I break my whole being free.
I break my
body free.
I break my soul free.
I break
my spirit free. I break free. I break myself free. I break what makes me me. I break it free. I break it free. I break it free. With the blood of Jesus, with the Holy Ghost fire, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break free. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You know, let me tell you, somebody, I'm answering somebody. You know, when you break free, the powers are broken. Micah chapter 5 verse 12, I will destroy witchcraft, your witchcraft. I will destroy. That destroys, I will break them, I will shatter them. So you see, when you don't break free of something and the person still exists, when you break free, the thing is also destroyed. That's the meaning. So when you break free, is that the thing is also shattered. Look at an egg. When you break an egg, you want to fry an egg. When you break the egg, you pour everything. Is the egg still organized? The contents are out. Can the broken egg still contain the contents? No. So that's how it is. When you break free of a spirit, that spirit is shattered. Somebody should write it. When you break free out of a spirit, that spirit is all shattered. Now we have dealt with your being. Oh my God, we have left 1 minute more. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I break free.
I break free.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
My health.
My health.
I break free.
I break free.
My marriage.
My marriage.
I break free.
I break free.
My husband.
My husband.
My wife.
My wife.
My children.
My children.
My family.
My family.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
My business.
My business.
My career.
My career.
My investment.
My investment.
I break free.
I break free.
My finances.
My finances.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
My family.
My family.
I break free.
I break free.
My parents.
My parents.
I break free.
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 Yes, Lord.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
My marriage.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
My business.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
My finances.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free. My home.
Break free.
I break free. My home.
every area of your life, free. Anything that
I
is connected
my
to
life
you.
Free. I break my home free. I break my career free. I break my career free. I break my finances free. I break my home free. I break my home free. I break my husband free. I break him free. I break me myself free. I break my children free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break my family free. 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 My nuclear family. I break free, 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 I break free in the name of Jesus Christ. I break free, I break free, yes Lord. I break free, yes Lord. I break free, yes Lord. I break free, I break free, I break free, yes Lord. I break free, I break free, I break free, yes Lord. I break free, 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 yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free. Yes, Lord. I break free. Yes, Lord. Kapabarakata.
Somebody should write this for me. Using the term "I break free" is like releasing an atomic bomb. Using the term "I break free" or "I destroy" is like using the atomic, releasing the atomic bomb. It is like what happened in Paul's prison, in Acts chapter 16, there was an earthquake. God's presence broke them free. So there was an earthquake. So when you break free, there is a supernatural earthquake, a spiritual earthquake. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I break free.
I break free.
Any blessing.
Any blessing.
That is meant for me.
That is meant for me.
But is being held.
But is being held.
By witchcraft
by
powers.
By witchcraft powers.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
Any blessing.
I break free.
That is meant
I
for
break
me.
Free.
But is being held.
Any
by witchcraft powers.
Any opportunity.
Any opportunity.
Any job.
Any job.
Any contract.
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 Any contract. Any job, any contract,
any position,
any position
that is meant for me,
that is meant for me,
held,
but is being held by witches and wizards.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free. Yes, Lord.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free right now.
I break free. Yes, Lord. Any blessing of mine that is meant for me, the heaven has written my name on. Any blessing of mine that heaven has written my name on, that is me, but is being held by witchcraft power. Powers, witchcraft forces, in the name of Jesus, by the blood and by the Holy Ghost fire, I break it free right now. I break it free right now.
I break free.
I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free.
I break free. I break free.
Yes, I break free. I break free. I break free.
I break free. I break free.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Every contract.
Yes, every contract.
Every contract.
Every contract.
Every opportunity.
Yes, Lord. Every opportunity meant for me. Every job that heaven has approved of me. Every position that heaven has approved of me. In the name of Jesus, but the devil has held it to witchcraft. Yes, Lord. Every promotion that is mine, that my name is
consideration.
Upon. Yes, Lord. I break it free right now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
Finally, say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I break free.
I break free.
My dream.
My dream.
My destiny.
My destiny.
My testimony.
My testimony.
My prophetic word.
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 And that witchcraft attack.
And that witchcraft attack.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free. Yes, Lord.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free. I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free.
I break free. I break free. My blessing. That opportunity, that expectation, that prophetic way, that must manifest. I break it free now. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Father, we are grateful unto you. Now everybody declare, say, I have broken free.
I have broken
say,
free.
Say, I have broken free.
I have broken
say,
free.
I have broken free.
I have broken free.
I have broken free.
I have broken, free. Yes, Lord.
I have broken free.
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 I have broken
Lord,
free.
I thank you.
I thank
I have broken
Lord.
Free.
I have broken
to
free.
Serve you.
To serve you.
I have broken free.
I have broken
to
free.
Serve you.
To serve
I have
you.
Broken free.
I have broken
to advance the kingdom.
To advance the kingdom.
To advance the kingdom. My business is broken free.
My business is broken free.
My business is broken free. My health is broken free.
My health is
to serve you better.
To serve you,
to serve you better.
To serve you better.
To serve you better.
Yes, O Lord.
To serve you better.
To serve you better.
To serve you better.
Yes, Lord. Ile
papa rokoto kebale kete kebale.
Makato kabare. Ile
papa kata kabaya kata.
Ile paro kata kabare. Ile
papa rakata kabare itala basha.
Ile
papa rakata kabaya kata.
Yes, Lord.
Ile papa rakata kabaya kata. Ile papa rakata kabaya kata. My finances are broken free
yes,
to serve
Lord.
You better.
Le
papa rakata
kabaya kata.
Le papa lekete kebalo koto kabale. Le brakata kabaru koto kabale. Le papa lokoto kebale kete kebalo. To serve you better.
Yes, Lord.
To serve you better.
My finances
to serve
are
you
broken
better.
Free.
To serve
my
you
home
better.
Is broken
to serve
free.
You better.
My marriage
advance,
is broken free.
And advance.
And advance.
And advance the kingdom.
And advance the kingdom.
And advance the kingdom.
And advance the kingdom.
I've been broken free,
I've been broken free
to advance
to
the kingdom.
To serve you better and
yes,
to advance,
yes,
the
advance the kingdom.
And to advance the
kingdom.
Kingdom.
To advance the kingdom
of God.
Le papa,
yes,
papa.
Lord.
I've been broken free.
I've been broken
to advance
free.
The kingdom.
To advance the
I've been
kingdom.
Broken free.
I've been broken
I've been
free.
Broken free.
I've been 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 broken free.
Yes, Lord.
To advance the kingdom.
To advance the kingdom.
To advance the kingdom.
To advance the
to advance the kingdom.
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 My business.
My business.
My finances.
My finances.
My dream.
My dream.
My destiny.
My destiny.
Everything around me.
Everything
has been broken free.
To advance the kingdom.
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 Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, last Monday, we're talking about breaking free like Hannah. This last prayer point, I break free to advance the kingdom. I break my business free, my finances free to advance the kingdom. Please, don't sleep over this. This prayer point, you see what God will do.
Amen.
The moment you attach the kingdom of God to it, God is jealous. That is the vow. Somebody should write for me. The moment you attach the kingdom to your breaking free, that's the vow. That was the vow Hannah made. That this baby, I will give him to you. That means this baby will advance your kingdom. Ah! This business will advance your kingdom. This marriage will advance your kingdom. Beloved, when I'm blessing my food to eat, I say, Lord, I give me good food to eat to advance the kingdom. Give me good health to advance the kingdom. Oh, yes. We thank the Lord. May God bless you. This is how far the Lord has brought us. This is how far the Lord has brought us. Enjoy your freedom. Enjoy your testimony. Celebrate. Let's meet to share testimony.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.